Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to Hour 2 of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, recorded live on 2/6/16. So if you're listening to the archives, this is the show for February 6th, 2016. And number one, I'm going to give you a little summary of the first hour because we had a great guest on, Dr. Cadwell Esselstyn. But we've got a great lineup this hour as well. Some radio stations only carry this second hour, some only the first hour. But whenever you're out of the area of your local radio station, or you want to hear an archives, or you want to get the other hour if they're not covered, you can always go to RadioMD.com, where you will learn to stay well if you listen to this program, because we're a passionate show. I am passionate about this subject because we want you to take control of your health, which you can do by learning the latest medical information and what we have to say. Dr. Esselstyn was the guest at the end of the hour. Cadwell Esselstyn's book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Dr. Esselstyn, DRESSELSTYN.com is his website. He does practice at the Cleveland Clinic, at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute. You can call our number, Cleveland Clinic Wellness, .com, or go online and get it, and you'll find out how to get a hold of him every other Friday. Usually he holds a 5-hour seminar. Unfortunately, most insurance companies don't cover it, but it is a 5-hour seminar that you can learn what you heard him talk about, and everything in this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Where he was going at the end of that hour when we got short of time was on eating foods that are rich in nitrates, that is leafy green vegetables, beets, that type of thing, kale, spinach, and he was talking about boiling them for 6 minutes, and then I don't think you have to do that. Plain old lettuce has it, by the way. Celery has it. You chew it well in the mouth, and then as it's digested, it comes back up to your salivary glands in your blood. That nitrate is then converted in your salivary glands and with the bacteria in your mouth. So you don't want to use a antibacterial mouthwash. You want a regular, if you're going to use a mouthwash, one without alcohol and one without antibacterials in it, because you want those bacteria inside your mouth to metabolize the nitrate to nitrite, which then gets into your system as you go through and swallow it and absorb it through your intestine again. So don't spit out your spit, absorb it. That spit then turns into nitric oxide in your arteries, which helps dilate them and give you better oxygenation. So one of the tricks he was saying is eat 6 times a day, chew these leafy green vegetables, kale, spinach, of course my favorite, celery, and plain old lettuce, because those are easier and easy to put in foods, and you don't have to cook them. Beet juice does it, beets do it, beet greens do it, all of these things, even watermelon, has this nitrates in it, which you can absorb well. And so that's one of the keys, is absorbing the nitrates well. And of course, the rest of his diet is avoid simple sugars, avoid syrups, avoid simple carbohydrates, and then avoid any fat and anything with a mother or a face. And you're following the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease diet. But key, get this book, Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, receipts than you do from the usual water bottle or cooking soups event.
Well, I would say that's probably true for those people who handle cash register receipts all day, people who work at a cash register. So those people should be wearing plastic gloves. and, you know, not eat with the gloves on. But there was a study not that long ago that showed that just people going out to eat and eating commercial canned foods, because don't forget, it's in the liner of tin cans, they had noticeable bump up in their blood levels of BPA glucuronide from the commercial diet as opposed to the fresh food diet.
Yes, no, I don't disagree that there are a lot there, but as I remember a study that you may have quoted us, but in any case, I remember we had about a year ago where just handling a cash register receipt from a fast food restaurant on your hands and then you're touching your food with your hands before you washed your hands, got a thousand times more in your food than it got from being just the liner.
Right.
So it is, in fact, huge amounts you can get in, and obviously, if you are handling receipts day in and day out, your point, wear plastic gloves and change them before you eat, or don't eat with the gloves on and wash your hands is a key. Chinese air purifier study shows some benefit from high, I assume, purification.
Yeah, well, we're talking about particulate filters, which you can buy, air purifiers, which you can buy in the United States as well as in China, HEPA filtration of a small size. This was like a dorm-sized room. These were students. They did a very interesting study, even though it was a small number of subjects. They looked at inflammatory markers that are related to particulate matter in their blood, as well as the PM levels in their unit, both with a real air purifier or with a placebo, a fake, you know, no filter in their air purifier. And definitely the air purifier helped knock down the PM levels, according to this research, by 60%, and also knock down the inflammatory cardiovascular biomarkers in those subjects. These weren't cardiovascular patients, but theoretically the same thing would occur. So when you're in a place like right next to a busy highway, if you have a school or an apartment there, or if you're living in China or Mexico City, you know, and you've got a small area that you're spending a lot of time in, this strategy makes sense. It's easier than trying to, say, relocate your house to farther from the highway, perhaps, although that would be optimal. But at least if you could filter off a part of where you're spending most of your time, you could cut down on your PM exposure. And, of course, PM is very toxic, and anything you could do to knock those levels down would be a benefit to your lungs.
So PM, particulate matter, knock it down, and we'll talk next week about where to get that filter. But I want to cover, is getting a tattoo healthy for your skin?
Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. You are disturbing the natural integrity of the skin when you're going beneath the surface and injecting all these dyes. In this particular study run by NYU, of 300 people who recently got tattoos, they did a survey, and 10% said that they had well, 6% said they had ongoing long-term skin issues, whether it was inflammation, irritation, itchiness, scaliness, eczema, psoriasis kind of symptoms around the tattoo, and some had infections that lasted, you know, more than just immediately. You know, so it was eye-opening to think that about 10% of people did have adverse reactions, 6% of those long-term, and the red ink.
The all-important family meal. Dinner just got happier and healthier. Why? Because kids are begging for crunchy, out-of-this-world, yummy, healthy veggie fries. Yep, they're healthy because they're made with real vegetables. You can choose from broccoli or carrot, chickpea and red pepper, or kale and Tuscan bean, or choose all four. Veggie fries are gluten-free, a good source of fiber, and an excellent source of vitamin A, C, and K. Plus, they're very low in sodium. Veggie fries are a parent's dream for their family. Hey, and parents love them too. So if you want to hear more veggies, please, at your dinner table, look for them in the freezer section of your favorite supermarket or natural food store. For more about veggie fries, please go to eatveggiefries.com. Veggie fries.
Did you know your eyes have hidden connections to your overall health? The Eye Care Revolution, an easy-to-read analysis of vision and health by Dr. Robert Abel Jr., is an authoritative guide that explains natural and conventional methods to prevent and even reverse many common vision disorders like cataracts, glaucoma, dry eye, macular degeneration, and diabetes-related vision loss. From high-tech laser treatments to centuries-old Asian remedies, the Eye Care Revolution, with a foreword by Dr. Mehmet Oz, provides amazing nutritional, herbal, homeopathic, and conventional methods to improve your eye health and overall health and wellness. Dr. Abel shares breakthrough information about eye strain, new developments in LASIK surgery, discusses how computers and texting are affecting our eyes, what you need to know about your children's eyes, the easy way to administer eye drops, antioxidant must-haves for your eyes, alternative therapies, and so much more. Order the Eye Care Revolution by Dr. Robert Abel Jr. on Amazon.com. That's the Eye Care Revolution. Fact. All probiotic bacteria strains are not created equal, and only Natrin cultures its own strains in-house for unparalleled quality and potency. Natrin's Healthy Trinity, the world's best triple-strain probiotic. Hear it from our satisfied customers.
My name is Dr. Stephen Faber. I'm a gastroenterologist from North Carolina. I use the Healthy Trinity products personally and recommend them for my patients for several reasons. They do represent three of the best strains of probiotics available today. They're manufactured and shipped cold to guarantee potency of the colony-forming units, and the Natrin probiotics are the superior probiotic.
Try Healthy Trinity risk-free for 90 days, plus the first 20 orders get free second-day express delivery. Give them a call now at 866-4-NATRIN, 1-866-4-NATREN, or visit natrin.com and enter promo code RADIOMD. Natrin.com, promo code RADIOMD. More than half of all Americans, including teenagers, don't drink enough water. Waterlogged is a great app that will help you build good water habits with customized tracking and personalized reminders. Download Waterlogged from the iTunes App Store and start using your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad to track and improve your water intake. Set your goals, record your consumption, and get Waterlogged's exclusive smart reminders to alert you when you're behind pace to meet your daily goal and when it's time to hydrate. Optimal water intake is a goal that you can successfully achieve, and it'll make a measurable impact on how you feel and your overall health, because every system in your body depends on water. People who use reminders are 5 times more likely to reach their goals consistently, so let Waterlogged help you stay on track. Waterlogged is compatible with Apple Health and Fitbit, so you can log your water with the best app in the App Store and get a full picture of your health in your favorite app. Download Waterlogged from the App Store or visit waterlogged.com.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And hi, this is Barry Ginsburg, Dr. G, what's toxic, what's not. Sitting in for Dr. Mike in the current moment because his connection dropped off, and so this is my spot normally anyway on a Saturday afternoon, and so glad you could join us. The toxicology public health items I have queued up for this week include the fact, you know, that, look, we have heard a lot about Flint, Michigan, and we could talk for a whole show about one town and all that has gone wrong with the drinking water supply there. But I want to turn our attention for just a moment to not only where children are adversely affected, but where they are dying from poor drinking water. And that's not from bacteria, which is not what you normally think about when you think about Colombia or Peru or the Amazonian basin and poor drinking water and children dying. Normally you think it's bacteria. This is a toxic chemical and a problem that has now become almost a pandemic in its reach, and that is gold mining. So when you, we're not talking about panning for gold like in the old gold rush days, but we're talking about small semi-industrial operations in villages, in backwater places like on the Amazonian Basin, where they are mining for gold with mercury. The mercury helps pull the gold out of all the sediment and what they're digging up and what they're mining. And the mercury waste ends up getting flushed into rivers, getting into the local aquifer, the drinking water, as well as getting into the fish, getting into breast milk. And so you've got really three or four very strong exposure pathways into children in places where gold mining, and you can imagine the economic incentive to do gold mining in a place where there's not a lot of cash crops. And gold, the prices of gold on the world market have been high, and if you extract some and put it on the world market, so anyway, it's been very difficult for governments like Peru and Colombia to control the importation of mercury and the use of it in environmental settings where it leads to wide-scale pollution and contamination of children. So in this one analysis, 37 children, well, not just mercury poisoned, but died as a result of mercury contamination of the river where they get their drinking water and where they consume their fish. So, it's just to put a little bit of international perspective on drinking water problems. Hey, Mike, welcome back. I tried to hold down the fort for you.
Well, Gary, I appreciate your holding down the fort. I kept talking. I've got to get Ben my cell phone number because obviously he lost it and Sonar didn't pass it on to him. So I will do that in the next break. But in any case, you've been talking about these people who died from lead and mercury toxicity in South Carolina with gold mining. Is that what I heard?
It was done in Colombia, which is the country in the Amazonian basin. We're talking about Latin America now, where children in these villages have local river water, which they use for drinking, where their fish come from, heavily contaminated with mercury from local gold mining operations. So just putting some perspective on what we're seeing in our country with Flint, Michigan, where children are adversely affected by lead. It will affect their brain development, but they will still live, and hopefully some of that damage can be undone through better education, educational opportunities. But here we've got in the third world kids actually dying from poor drinking water, and not because of bacteria, but because of uncontrolled usage of a very toxic metal that not enough attention is being paid to on the world scale.
Gary, let's go to the story about planting trees being good for climate change.
Yeah. Now, when I got married to my RV girlfriend at the time, and we got married in Australia, we wanted to offset the carbon footprint of our wedding by planting trees. And we did so. And we, because we were flying people in from all over the world to our wedding, we had one of those destination weddings, I guess you could say. And, it's a fairly common thing for young people to want to try to do that, or of any age to try to do that. And, if you plant the wrong kind of trees in the wrong kind of places, it may actually do more harm than good. This study out of Europe is showing that if the spread of conifer forests, darker forests, heavier, darker leaves, the pine needles, they actually can absorb more sunlight, more heat, and lead to higher temperatures than the lower temperatures that help from the climate benefit of sucking more carbon dioxide out of the air. So the kind of trees we planted were in the tropics, and they were not conifers. And so you do want to think about, and it's important to think about the overall mix of trees. Hardwoods with lighter colored leaves apparently are better for climate than planting conifers. Interesting story. I just thought that that would be, in terms of what's toxic and what's not for the planet, planting trees is good, but planting the wrong kind of trees may not be so helpful.
And so now, what did you, you've got to tell us, what did you plant in Australia?
We found a tropical forest where the trees would grow very fast, and we planted poplars.
So that's a good thing.
Yes. They're very fast growing, and they don't need a lot of resources. And in fact, they can be cut down, used for wood, and another stand grown, and it keeps sucking more carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
Pesticides, Zika, and carnival. Interesting mix in Brazil. Let me go first.
Carnival, not carnival. Carnival, you know, the huge
party.
Yeah, the huge party. It's like Mardi Gras. It's the Brazilian Mardi Gras.
And so you said not a good mix since there is a lot of sex going on there. And presumably there's a lot of problem with mosquitoes in Brazil.
Exactly. I wasn't going in that direction with the intercourse direction, but now that you bring it up, yes, that is part of the mix. The main problem is that Brazil right now is the epicenter for the outbreak of Zika virus and also the outbreak of microcephaly cases. And so you put the geography together with the temporality, and it looks very much like this mosquito viral infection is leading to brain damage in the unborn. And you put on top of that a lot of people, 1.5 million tourists coming to Brazil for Carnival. And so the Brazilian government has a huge campaign right now on spraying pesticides to get rid of the mosquito larvae, to knock down the mosquitoes that spread this disease so that in advance of Carnival, they can control this situation and not infect a lot of tourists and not have it be a huge public relations nightmare for them as well. And this is also in advance of this coming summer's Olympics, which is also going to be in Brazil and which will also raise the same question marks. So now the environmental student out there is going to ask, well, what pesticide are they spraying? Is it DDT, because one of the huge controversies that still exists is whether DDT should be used for public health purposes in malaria-infested and mosquito-infested places. And fortunately, they are not going down the DDT track. A lot of mosquitoes are resistant to DDT, and there are safer mosquito anti-mosquito treatments, pesticides that we use here in Connecticut as well. The pyrethroids are pretty effective. You can get that knocked down. Most important thing is getting rid of standing water. That cuts down on mosquito population growth. You need to have a new population of mosquitoes every day. They breed every day. You get rid of their breeding zone, the standing water, and you hit them with pockets where there are high pockets.
Gary, can you stay with us for the next little bit on the next after the break?
All right, Mike.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. You can find Michael's products at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Radio ND.
Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
What does the word organic really mean?
So organic really means there's a lot of human labor put into the food that you're consuming. So it could mean there's no pesticides that are applied to seeds and to plants. There's no antibiotics or growth hormones, that are being used in animal products. And it also, in most cases, means that there's no GMO seed that's being used.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week.
What's GMO? What does non-GMO mean?
Okay, so GMO, this is a good one. So GMO stands for genetically modified organisms. So the question is whether or not a seed or plant has some genetically modified gene in it.
It's health delivered daily. Listen live every Monday through Friday at noon Eastern on RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio, or the free TuneIn Radio app.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where we hope you stay well. We've got Gary Ginsberg for a quick one more section of things that's what's toxic, what's not, and this is what's not. That is Green Eats at the ballpark. Tell us about this. What's happening at our ballparks, Gary?
Yeah, this is a pretty incredible trend, but baseball stadiums are looking to have farms either right in the ballpark, not on the field. No, we're not going to have outfielders picking tomatoes, but right next to or actually, you know, part of the interior of the ballpark. So where fans can go and pick some veggies and get that cooked up for them, or at least see gardening in action, or having a farm next to the ballpark instead of just the parking lot. So the farm-to-table movement is starting to hit ballparks. And you know how typically it was to go and get some greasy hamburger or greasy french fries at the ballpark. And us health-conscious people, there wasn't a lot to eat at the ballpark. Things are really revolutionizing, and I really encourage your listeners, our listeners, to go and look for healthy eats at ballparks, because they do exist, and some of it is really local, really good stuff, farm to table. And you know, I just also wanted to make a comment about what Ted Cruz said, that if he got elected, he would bring French fries back to the White House. apparently a dig on Michelle Obama, who has made a concerted effort to make the food not only in the White House and not only from the White House garden, the Victory Garden, but also on the whole Washington Mall. You can find carrot sticks, you can find salad bars, much healthier stuff than you ever could for the tourists up and down the Washington Mall since Michelle Obama came in and had this concerted effort. So I think, you know, leadership, whether it's the baseball stadiums or whether it's people in Washington, can really give us a different take on what's available, what's fast food, what we should be able to find when we go out on vacation. So, you know, kudos to, for example, Pacbell Park, which has a hydroponic garden right inside the stadium. Is that incredible or what?
That's wonderful. I should say a couple more things. One of the things, fast food is not necessarily bad,
right,
unless it is unhealthy fast food. You can have what Chick-fil-A calls quick serve healthy food if you have those grilled chicken. So grilled chicken can be absolutely healthy, and you can get apple slices, etc. So this is a great movement. Gary, one more thing I want to ask you. What's your guess? Will we get Zika throughout the United States? How bad will this mosquito thing get? If you can give me a quick guess.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm not an infectious epidemiologist, so you know, I like to report on these things for you, but I'm a toxicologist. But from what I understand, even though the Florida governor has now declared a state of emergency in a couple of southern counties, it doesn't look like mosquito populations in the United States as of right now are transmitting or capable of transmitting Zika. So, you know, unless this becomes really widespread sexually transmitted, which there's not clear evidence that that's going to happen, unless that happens and it becomes an STD, I don't see this becoming a huge problem in most of the U.S. I think it's mostly a travel. Right now, as of right now, it's just a travel problem. But certainly if you're pregnant or wanting to become pregnant, I'd really watch about going to these endemic areas where Zika is right now popping up. But for continental U.S. right now, I don't see it as a major factor.
Okay, and so you and I actually disagree on that. I'm really worried about it becoming a major factor
because
the mosquito does travel here. And this is a mutated virus. In other words, when Africa had never caused microencephaly, as far as we know, and there's pretty good WHO, that's World Health Organization epidemiology from the 34 years of having it there in small outbreaks periodically, it was just a little annoyance, meaning a rash, occasionally pink eye, etc., and occasionally pain in the joints, but nothing that was long-lasting or severe. Obviously, microencephalopathy is long-lasting, severe, and incredibly detrimental, and travels easily with those mosquitoes. So I'm a little much more worried about it than you are.
That's true. At this point, we still have associations. We don't have causal proof that the mosquito actually or the virus from the mosquitoes actually causing it. We have temporal correlation, we've got geographic correlation, but we don't have any mechanism on how this virus is producing it. We haven't reproduced it in an animal model, so we don't really have proof, but we certainly we need a boatload of caution here.
I'm on your side. You're exactly right, and thank you, Gary. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. whatstoxic.com is Gary Ginsberg's website. Wonderful. And he's got the best book, by the way, ever, What's Toxic, What's Not. But whatstoxic.com is his website, Gary Ginsberg. Thanks, Gary. And he's disappeared already as he had to run away. Now, we've got so many more subjects to carry. I'm going to just go through a bunch of these fast. So what I said, medicine will affect the election. We've got the thing on drug costs already being debated, but insurance rates are going to jump this for 2017 as the insurance companies appear to be living on their reserves. That is, the rates are not covering their medical costs right now, so they're living on their reserves. and you're going to see a jump in insurance rates of 30 to 50% in 2017. I think that'll get known first in April when they have to submit the proposals to the insurance companies, and then in October when they actually get finalized by the insurance commissioners of each state. And that will be a big thing. I don't know whether it'll play towards the Republicans or towards the Democrats. There are ways of thinking it both ways. You know, is this caused by Obamacare? No, it's caused by chronic disease. That is, we have too much chronic disease. It was what Obamacare was supposed to get rid of, but didn't, because they didn't get enough personal responsibility and preventive care in the Obamacare Act. So Obamacare has moderated this increase. It hasn't contributed to it, it's moderated it, but how it gets painted in the election and why it didn't get done correctly, that'll be an issue blaming the Democrats. The Republicans will look at it as personal responsibility, but they were partially to blame for not letting it get done appropriately. So who gets the blame, who gets the joy of this huge rate increase that will occur? It will affect it politically. It will also affect it because drug costs are increasing this year at 19%, at least at the Cleveland Clinic. That was the average for the last year for the average drug use there per disease. And we'll also see it because the demographics of an aging population, and especially if Zika stops births from Latin America, where a large part of the immigration to the U.S. occurs. If that occurs, then, and in China, of course, in Asia, if that occurs, then we may accelerate the process, the budgetary deficits in Social Security, because the young won't be born to contribute earnings to us older retired people. We'll also cover now, coming up, it says potentially pregnant women who aren't on birth control shouldn't drink alcohol, the CDC says. That's absolutely true, because they're worried about fetal alcohol syndrome and another brain defect. So if you're potentially pregnant or you're about to get pregnant or trying to get pregnant, stay free of alcohol. Obviously that's a big issue, but the fetal alcohol syndrome has become a big issue. We talked about why Southern white women are dying earlier and having much more disability, and how that's contributing to the increased medical costs in the South and throughout the country as it's spread throughout the country. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. When we come back, we got a lot more stories to cover and a lot of important stuff to cover. Stay well.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, cure, treat, or prevent any disease.
Awaken your mind with Exact, a new dietary supplement designed to help you gain a mental edge. Exact fuels your natural brain chemicals to unleash mental energy and stamina, providing the intense focus and drive you need to initiate important tasks and push through challenges. With Exact, you can think smarter, faster, and stronger, because Exact supports faster reaction time and memory recall with improved problem-solving skill and accuracy. Exact contains ingredients from traditional Chinese medicine and Indian Ayurvedic medicine. No synthetic drugs or chemicals. Exact is created from herbs that have been safely used by healers for thousands of years. Experience a new kind of energy, mental energy, and get the focus and breakthrough mental edge you need to succeed with Exact. Learn more about the science behind Exact, see what customers are saying, and try Exact 100% risk-free at ExactMind.com. That's the letter X, ACTMind.com. ExactMind.com.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest, from technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, If you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and the Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick. And then I got better.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
There's more of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Presented by the Radio MD Network.
Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. You can still get questions in by calling us at that famous number, 844-305-7800. Speak to Ben, 844-305-7800. Where were we? Well, we talked about the lead in drinking water. It's not just Flint residents who should be concerned. That's right. Lead in drinking water gives us old folks mental dysfunction, just like mercury, just like too high a level of homocysteine or too low a level of folate, B6, B12, or vitamin D, or DHA. So those are the things we talked about relating to that. Young, we also talked about the increase in insurance costs that are coming this next year and how they will affect the election, I believe, significantly and importantly, but we don't know the full extent or exactly how they will affect it. I can't even figure it out and speculate on it because both the Republicans and Democrats could take some grief over this, and they probably both should, but we don't know that. But the Southern white women are getting disability 10 years earlier than those in the rest of the country and dying earlier, about 6 years, it looks like, than the women in the rest of the country. And that's holding our gains in life expectancy back. Other stories that are new. Wearable sensor we talked about that collects data on your glucose and on your hydration status. Not yet available, but will be probably in the next year. Anxiety meds like Valium, Xanax don't raise seniors' dementia risk, according to another study. Another benefit from aspirin. That's right, aspirin, which decreases your heart disease and stroke risk and decreases 9 cancers, including ovarian, breast, and prostate, and liver, and kidney, and brain. Well, those 2 baby aspirin a day with half a glass of warm water before and afterwards also decrease the risk of dying from Staph aureus infections. Not common Staph aureus infections, no place near as common as cancer or as any of those cancers, or no place near as common as heart disease or stroke, but still another benefit from aspirin. How much exercise does your heart really need? We don't know. We do know that the maximum benefit you get appears to be, for longevity in general and for your heart, appears to be 10,000 steps a day plus 30 minutes of weightlifting a week plus 40 jumps a day plus 21 minutes of cardio, that's sweating in a cool room or getting your heart rate up to more than 80% of your age-adjusted maximum. Age-adjusted maximum, 220 minus your age for men. You can do that. It's about the same for women. So if you're 60, getting it above 80% of 160, 220 minus 60 is 160. Take away 16 for 10%. Take away another 16. So that's 144, 128 or higher for 21 minutes. Seems to be what is ideal and best. You can look at it in METs, doing 11 METs or more for men, 10 METs or more for women over the age of 60, gets you your heart about 10 years younger. The other story we talked about is that was really important that I wanted to talk about was fish protecting your brain. No matter the mercury level, that is one portion of fish, and we don't know what it is in fish, whether it's fish protein or not. That goes with another story. How do you lose most weight without losing muscle? Yeah, it's decreasing your calories and increasing exercise, but also increasing the protein in your diet. We normally eat about 15% of protein in our diets. To get it up, if you get it up to 35% and your fat content down to 10% instead of the other way around, that is, we normally have higher fat content, 30%, and lower protein, 10%, reversing it to getting the protein to 30 to 35% and the fat down to 10% will actually get you to both lose weight and keep the muscle you have, build muscle. So that's the diet plan to, in fact, keep your muscle strong. Other stories that were in the news, the medical news this week, are the compounds in red meat. We've talked about these repeatedly, but it was in the news because someone reprinted the article this week about TMAO, trimethylamine oxide, is in fact dangerous not for just your heart, but for your brain. It allows inflammation there and allows inflammation that causes cancers to grow, because it inhibits your immune system. TMAO is in red meat, in processed meat. It comes from the carnitine. It comes from the lecithin and choline in egg yolks. So it is the amino acids, carnitine, lecithin, and choline, that are in those that contribute to trimethylamine, that contributes to inflammation throughout your body. And we talked about eating dumb as a way of decreasing it. What do we mean by eating dumb? Well, eating food that has DMB in it, because DMB inhibits the production of trimethylamine oxide. And how do you get to eat DMB? Well, you eat extra virgin olive oil. Or balsamic vinegar has it in it as well. So that traditional balsamic, the traditional Italian Mediterranean diet with olive oil and balsamic vinegar as a salad dressing is in fact a great salad dressing. Sleep problems tied to type 2 diabetes is another story this week that we will have to cover next week. That is, people with sleep problems are much more prone to type 2 diabetes, is what this story is about. And that's the whole shebang. So we have now, as we go in, I've got a minute left, don't I? A minute and 30 left, Ben? Okay, let's do a real age tip of the week, Ben. Nope, I caught him without the music ready. Is that right? Did I catch you there? This is a story about the fat girl running. When Christine Monaghan started her blog, Fat Girl Running, and put her post together in the book, The Running Experiment, A Weekly Walk Away from the Sofa, she chronicled how she felt as she pushed herself towards better health. One lament, chronic memory problems. I am super forgetful. Not about important things, but small things, yes. Like what to pick up at the store, to call someone back or answer an email. Little did she know that she may have been experiencing what was revealed in a recent laboratory study published in the journal Neuroscience. Obesity triggers changes in the memory genes associated with your brain's hippocampus. And say the researchers, this establishes the link between diet, obesity, and cognitive decline. So if you're overweight, here's one more good reason to get those 10,000 steps a day and get younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. See you next week on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD.